You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The jury is still out. That's the verdict on how the CDC will handle the cruise industry's return to service. Communication has started between the CDC and the cruise trade group CLIA, and they're now waiting for the right conditions to restart. In a conference call on Tuesday, CLIA's CEO said that cruise ports will play a critical role in the return to service, highlighting the medical response plans at each port. And Sea Trade News is reporting that Miami-Dade County could issue special obligation bonds to fund future cruise terminals at the port. It breaks down to $130 million to Virgin Voyages, $78 million to Norwegian, $70.5 million to Carnival Cruise Line, $5 million to MSC, and $20 for Disney Cruise Line. And finally, Grand Bahama Island will start a two-week lockdown tonight. The lockdown will be in effect until August 7th at 5 p.m. The news comes after the Prime Minister of the Bahamas spoke on Sunday, limiting the entry of U.S. citizens into the Bahamas. Also, with the lockdown, domestic flights have been suspended from Grand Bahama Island. And cruise line stocks were down again on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation at 15.14, down 0.3%. Norwegian at 14.66, down 2.1%. And Royal Caribbean at 51.45, down 2.5%. More stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.